This week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, we answer a listener question on the earnings test. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. So this week we received a multi-part question from a blog reader slash listener about how the Social Security Administration administers or applies the earnings test. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of the earnings test. Those can be found easily by looking at the several posts we've had on the earnings test here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. But basically, if you're younger than your full retirement age and you're still working while collecting Social Security benefits, they will reduce your benefit $1 for every $2 over a certain limit per year. And that limit in 2017 is $16,920 for the year. So she's got a question about this, and it's a multi-part question. This particular person is 62, so under her full retirement age and still working, earning about $1,450 a month, which is on an annualized basis. I've got the math right here. I should have that handy. It is, she's about $480 over the $16,920 earnings limit. So her questions are the following. First of all, how do they know how much you're making every month? Well, there's really two ways the Social Security Administration knows how much you're making. The first is you told them. So that's one way, and they'll figure your benefit based on what you told them. Secondly, if you don't tell them, they'll eventually find out, because remember, they get a report from your employer about how much you've earned, because not only the employer reports what you've earned, they also submit the Social Security withholding taxes to the Social Security Administration. Technically goes to the Treasury, but it's for the Social Security Administration. And so they're going to find out one way or the other. So the issue is, which direction do you want to go? Do you want to be upfront, or do you want to let them find out afterwards? And that flows right into question number two. How do they pull benefit or penalize you for being over? Well, if you've told them, they'll figure out your benefit on a monthly basis based on what you've told them. But if what you've told them is wrong, or maybe you don't tell them that you're working, at the end of the year when they get your earnings information, they'll take a look at that year and figure out what they should have withheld from you. And any that they didn't withhold from you, they will start withholding 100% of that out of your benefits deposits. I almost said checks, but we don't get checks anymore. Those benefit deposits starting in January. And they don't prorate it through the next year. Let's say in this particular case, I mentioned that the author of these questions is going to earn about $480 over the $16,920 earnings limit for 2017. Well, since they withhold a dollar for every $2 you're over the limit, let's assume she didn't say anything and she earned $480 over the limit, so they overpaid her by $240 in 2017. Well, beginning in 2018, they're just going to take not a little bit of that $240 every month. They're going to take all $240 in the first month. And if they should have withheld maybe several months' worth, maybe they overpaid you because she was barely over the earnings limit, but if someone's way over and doesn't bother to say, they're going to just withhold your entire benefit check, there I said check, deposit, every single month until you've made good on what they should have withheld. So for that reason, it's usually to your benefit to be upfront with them and tell them what your earnings are while you are collecting Social Security benefits before your full retirement age, so that they can set up your monthly benefit to be the appropriate amount, and you don't then have to go maybe several months without a benefit at all at the beginning of a year because they effectively overpaid you in the previous year. Third question. I also might wonder, she says, if it's a monthly earning amount and going over by a dollar is the same as going over by $1,000, could someone who gets paid quarterly be only penalized in the month they get paid and not penalized the other 2 months while working and waiting to be paid at the end of the quarter? So this is about timing of payments. First, let me say the earnings limit is not a monthly figure. It's an annual figure. It's with an exception I'll talk about in just a second. the timing of when you earn this money during the year is irrelevant. They look at it on a yearly basis. Also, it's when you earn it, not when you're paid the money. This is only applies if you're employed by someone else. If you're self-employed, it's the other way around, but that's a topic for another day. He or she's working for someone else as an employee, it's when she earns it, not when she's paid, which usually falls, has an effect maybe at the end of the year. You earned money in December, but you're paid in January. They're going to apply those earnings in the year of December, where December fell, not in January when you were actually paid the money. So the other thing that she said, which is untrue, going over by a dollar is the same as going over by a thousand. It's not a flip of a switch. It's a variable amount. The amount of withholding is what I mentioned before, $1 for every $2 over the limit. So there's a big difference. If she's over by $1,000 in the year, they're going to withhold $500 of benefits rather than 50 cents if she's only over by a dollar. So that's quite a bit of a difference. So I also wanted to get into something that's related to her question, but she doesn't ask expressly in these three questions, and that is, what about the year I retire? I've heard about this special rule. Well, there is a special rule designed mostly to benefit people who claim their retirement benefit later in the year. What I mean by that is, let's say you're going to retire here in 2017, but not until June. And before June, you earn a lot of money, way above the earnings limit. So if you claim then your Social Security benefit in June, without the special rule, you're going to get no benefit at all, possibly, if you earned way, way above the limit. They're going to apply the earnings test for the year, and they're going to withhold all your benefits for the rest of the year. Well, they made a special rule where you can elect to have the earnings test applied on a monthly basis. And that monthly amount for 2017 is $1,410 a month. That's just the 16920 figure for 2017 divided by 12. So you can tell Social Security, I've worked for the first half of the year. I want to pretend that didn't happen, and I only want you to apply the earnings test in the months where I'm actually claiming Social Security. So if you started claiming in June, they're going to apply the earnings test on a 1410 per month basis. And as long as you don't earn over that 1410 figure for the rest of the year on a monthly basis, you'll receive your full benefit without a reduction. Even if in January through May, you earned a couple hundred thousand dollars or some amount that was way, way, way above the earnings limit, those months, it's as if they don't matter. Then beginning in the following year, things will go back to that annual basis, because that's the default. So that's the special rule that can be applied for 1 year. You only get to elect it 1 year, and you generally do that in the year that you retire. And this really only makes a difference when you're retiring before your full retirement age. In the year you turn your full retirement age, first of all, the earnings test limit is much, much higher. In 2017, it's $44,880. So the chance you go over the limit maybe is a lot lower. But even if you're over, the earnings test completely goes away 100% in the month you turn your full retirement age. So if your full retirement age is 66 and 4 months, that exact month, even if you earned a ton of money before that, that month the earnings test goes away, disappears. It's as if it doesn't exist at all. So these earnings test questions and effects only apply when you're receiving your Social Security benefit prior to your full retirement age and working, earning money. So hopefully that clarified the application of this earnings test. If you've got any questions along these lines or on any other topic, we really welcome your questions. I'd love to turn them into a blog post. So reach out to us through the contact link here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. And until next week, have a great week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a 1 hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and we'll provide you the information you need to to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.